Chapter 11. I took some time off work and went to see Mrs. Steerforth's house. Miss Dartle was there and she watched Steerforth and me very closely. Every time we spoke, Miss Dartle was nearby listening to what we said. We all went out for a walk together. Miss Dartle took my arm and asked me about my job. Then she asked me whether Steerforth had been away from home so much because he was spending time with me. I told her that I hadn't seen Steerforth very much. "Then what has he been doing?" she asked. But I didn't know. We had dinner together, and when I was going to bed, Steerforth said to me, "If anything happens to stop us being friends, always think of me at my best." It was very strange. I thought about what Agnes had said about him and nearly told him what she had said. When I woke up the next day, I left for Yarmouth before everyone else was up. I went to stay at an inn so that Peggotty wouldn't have to worry about having me in the house. I went to see Mr. Omer to ask about Mr. Barkis. "I can only ask Emily about it," he told me. Emily wasn't married yet and was very unhappy. Ham had bought a house and it was ready for them to live in when they were married, but Mr. Barkis being ill had meant they hadn't got married yet. "The longer she has to wait, the more time she has to doubt the choice she has made," Mr. Omer told me. The doctor, who was there when I was born, was looking after Mr. Barkis. I went to see Peggotty and found Dan, Ham and Emily were at the house. Emily was still afraid of death, and she was very upset that Mr. Barkis was dying. She didn't want to be with Ham. Instead, she hugged Dan. Ham went home on his own as Peggotty came down to take me to see Mr. Barkis. Mr. Barkis was lying on the bed, almost dead. "He would be happy to see you if he woke up," Peggotty told me. I went back down to Dan and Emily. "He will go out with the sea," Dan said to me. "People who live by the sea always die when the sea goes out." Mr. Barkis woke up once more that night. He managed to say, "Peggotty, you are the best woman in the world," before he died. I stayed with Peggotty until Mr. Omer came to get Mr. Barkis's body. "Will you take care of Mr. Barkis's will?" Peggotty asked me. I said I would. We opened the box under Mr. Barkis's bed. It had £3,000 in it. He left some of the money to Dan that would go to Peggotty, Ham and Emily when Dan died. He left the rest of the money to Peggotty. The funeral was a week later. I spent the week going through all of Mr. Barkis's things. Emily's wedding was going to be 2 weeks after the funeral. Peggotty, the doctor, Mr. Omer and I were the only ones at the funeral. Peggotty decided to come with me to London to finish sorting out the will. I went to Dan's house for dinner. He was the only one there. When Ham came to the house, he was on his own and he asked me to come outside. I went out and Ham started to cry. "Emily has run away. She has run away with a man," Ham told me. "Please, tell me, how should I tell Dan about it?" "How did she tell you?" I asked. "She left me a letter," Ham said. Then Dan came outside. He had been listening at the door. "Read me the letter," Dan said. "By the time you read this, I will be far away. I will not be coming back unless he brings me back a lady," I read. I suddenly knew what had happened, and I was so shocked that I had to sit down. "Who has she run away with?" Ham asked. "Steerforth," Dan said.
"This is my fault," I said.
"No, it isn't. Steerforth is a bad person," Ham replied.
"I am going to find Emily, but first I am going to sink Steerforth's boat," Dan said. Mrs. Gummidge told him to wait before he went looking for her. The next day, Dan told me that he was coming with me to London. Ham decided to stay in Yarmouth with Peggotty in Mr. Barks's house. Mrs. Gummidge was going to look after his house for him until he brought Emily home. When we left for London the next morning, Ham told me to look after Dan. He found them a place to stay, and Dan went to see Mrs. Steerforth. I went with him. Miss Dartle was there too. Mrs. Steerforth told Dan that Steerforth would never marry Emily. Mrs. Steerforth tried to give Dan money to make him go away. "That is the worst thing I have ever heard," Dan told her, and left the house. As I was leaving, Miss Dartle stopped me and said, "You shouldn't have brought him here. I know that Steerforth is a liar and a bad person, but I don't care about Dan or Emily." She was very angry with me. "You should be embarrassed about how you and Mrs. Steerforth have behaved," I told her, and left the house. We went back to have dinner with Peggotty. Then Dan went out to find Emily.